Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners. The Radio Pulpit, ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading is lapha ku Luke chapter 11, verse 1. It says, one day Jesus Christ was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciple. Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, three things we can learn in this verse. Number one, ukuthi a place of prayer. Ngoba lithile lelizwi uJesu was in a certain place of prayer. In number two, what we learn here is that about a pattern or and a responsive prayer. And number three, into esifundayo la is that uJohn naye ngokwakhe wabafundisa abafundi bakhe umkhuleka. Manje unumber okwesine ukuthi manje kwivesi elandelayo ukuthi uJesu Kristu kula ebafundisa the manner of approach uma bezokhuleka. Manje our message for today ithi a responsive prayer. Hence kufanele ukuthi si-understande ukuthi uNkulunkulu imikhuleko yomuntu ongaphili kahle or imikhuleko yabangalunganga akayiphenduli. Ngoba lapha kuProverbs chapter 28 kuverse 9 ithi a prayer of the wicked is an abomination before God. Manje first let us talk about the importance of prayer njengoba sibone ukuthi uJesu was in a place of prayer. Elithi it was a certain place la wayekhona kuyo. Manje ngithanda ukuthi that certain place kusho ukuthi yadrawa iattention kulo uma uJesu ekhuleka. Hayi ukuthi uJesu beqala ukukhuleka noma abafundi bakhe bebengazange bakhuleke before. Phela laba bantu ama-Israelites bayayazi indaba yomkhuleko ngoba bakhula ngomkhuleko abantu basemasinagogo. But it is kaNkulunkulu when Jesus was at a certain place. And manje when he was at a certain place, kulapho wadraw attention kulo muntu, one of his disciples, abona ukuthi no man, the way he prays, it's not the kind of prayers esizenzayo or esikhule ngazo. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje, kukhona izinto ekufanele ukuthi sizi-understande ukuthi there's a place of prayer and at the same time when we talk about the place of prayer, a prayer would also be provoked, it can even provoke, and at the same time a prayer can provoke the negative or prayer can provoke the positive. Lapho manje uma sibheka kuzenzo chapter 16:16 siyathola ukuthi uPaul noSilas ngeke ngakhuluma ngayo kumavika aphelile they went to a place of prayer. Babengakhuleka nalabo bekhona but they had to go to a place of prayer, and that place of prayer kusho ukuthi as they were going towards the place of prayer it had drawn the attention kwimimoya eyayiphethe leya ntombazana. And manje uma sibheka futhi the same time siyayifunda nencwadi lapha kaDaniel kuchapter 6 kuverse 10 wakhona ukuthi the place of prayer uDaniel wayekhulekela kuyo yayidrowe iattention kubantu ababamopposayo baze basho ukuthi uma singamfuna ayikho indawo esingamthola kuyo ngaphandle kwindawo yakhe yomkhuleko. Manje singabantu kunendawo yethu nomkhuleko, kunesikhathi sethu somkhuleko. And lezo ndawo yomkhuleko nesikhathi sethu somkhuleko, mina nawe singavumelana ukuthi esikhathini esiningi the enemy kuya kufika isikhathi somkhuleko uthole ukuthi kuba khona into ekuphazamisayo. And ngani sometimes uthi makufika isikhathi somkhuleko kube nobuthongo nyana obunja obuthile. Why? Because the enemy iyamhlupa indawo yomkhuleko, the enemy iyasihlupha isikhathi somkhuleko. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi uma ukhuleka kukhona izinto ezizokwenzakala. Uma sikhuleka uyazi ukuthi this is a weapon elwisa yena. Manje ngithanda ukuthi sibheke futhi bangcwele ukuthi lapha uma sifunda kuncwadi kaGenesis chapter 28, ngifuna ukuthi sibone ngempela ukuthi indawo yomkhuleko i-attractor, whether attractor the negative or attractor the positive. Ngoba uma sibheka lapha kuGenesis chapter 28, siyafunda kuverse 10 to 12 wakhona, sijambe siyofunda from verse 16 to 22. Lithi lapha from 10, lithi Jacob left Beersheba and set out to Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw staircases resting on the earth with his top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above he stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Manje, uma sibheka futhi lapho, kulo mavesi lawo, siyathola ukuthi bangcwele, kuverse 16 wakhona lithi leli lizwi. When Jacob awoke from the sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place. This is none other than the powers of God. This is the gate of heaven. Manje, iyaqhubeka, it early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow saying it, if God will be with me and will watch over me on the journey, I am taking and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear. So I return safely to my father's house. Then the Lord will be my God. And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And all that gives me, I'll give you a tenth of it. Manje lapho bangcwele, uma sibheka leyo ndawo leyo, sithola ukuthi yile ndawo, uma sifunda kuGenesis chapter 12, kuverse 8 wakhona. Bengayazi uJacob ukuthi uAbraham waba kuleyo ndawo, enza the very same thing, wakhuleka lapho, wabeka ilitshe, walenza i-altara, imonument lapho, wahamba uAbraham engazange atshele muntu. Kodwa uma isizukulwane sakhe sesifika lapho, si-attractwa imimoya eyayikhona lapho, imimoya emihle eyashiywa ubaba omkhulu wakhe u-Abraham ekhuleka kuleyo ndawo. Manje ngithanda ukuthi indawo nendawo i-attracta some kinds of a spirit. Ngithanda ukuthi sibheke i-example bangcwele. A simple example esingayibona kithi sonke ukuthi uma ungathela ushukela endaweni ungabonanga nokubona intuthwana ukuthi zikuphi, but the next thing ubona sekuneyintuthwana. Ukuthi intuthwana lezi bezikuphi, ziqhamuke kuphi, zazofika la sezikhona la. So indawo nendawo inemimoya, ine energy ethile e-attractayo. Yiko lokhu uma ufika endaweni ethile kunemimoya engakho right, uma ungena kuyo uyezwa nomzimba wakho ukuthi no, something is not right here. Ungatshelwanga umuntu ngani, ngoba kukhona imimoya e-attractor i-atmosphere yalapho. Manje yiko lokhu sithi indawo yomkhuleko yindawo ebalulekile ukuthi mina nawe sibe nendawo yethu, indawo yomkhuleko. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sidinga isikhathi somkhuleko, sidinga indawo yomkhuleko esikhulekela kuyo. not to say ngeke ukhuleke anywhere, but make it a point ukuthi uma ukhulekela ekamereni elithile ube nendawo wethu. Uyabona uSathane uyayazi lento ngani, ngoba kulabantu abenza into zama altara zobungoma baneladi labo baye bathi ladi or intethile noma bayibiza ngani ngiyazi, kodwa kuba nendawo abenzela kuyo lezi zinto zabo. Manje nathi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we are more uma ukhulekela endaweni, it becomes an altar lapho ohlangana khona noNkulunkulu, lapho obona izinto lo okwazi ukubika kuNkulunkulu konke. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, kodwa kukhona into ekudingeka ukuthi iqaphele ukuthi manje uJesu Kristu make khuluma ngealtar, wherever lapho sinealtar nasey'nkonzweni sinama-altara lapho esiyonikela khona, kodwa uJesu Kristu uthi uma ngabe kukhona umuntu ongazwani naye, wena uletha umnikelo e-altareni, uthi shiya umnikelo wakho e-altareni uhambe uyolungisa nomunye umuntu. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni indawo yethu yomkhuleko masibheke ukuthi sibe ngabantu abathi mabaye emkhulekweni sibe sho ukuthi silungisile thina noNkulunkulu nabantu esingazwani nabo. Indawo yomkhuleko ibalulekile again, even naku njengoba izwi kaNkulunkulu ekudingeka ukuthi ngempela abantu abashadile they must pray together, ngoba the family that pray together they stay together. But also it is important ukuthi nawe as individually umakoti or umama or ubaba ube nendawo yakho, noma ngabe unendawo yakho nefamily, but kufanele kube nendawo yakho lohlangana nayo noNkulunkulu ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukukhuluma nawe as individual. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sikhuluma ke ngokuthi title yethu it's a responsive prayer, manje sikhuluma ngokuthi bangcwele kukhona imikhuleko uNkulunkulu ayizwa njengamanje. Siyathola lapha ku-Isaiah 38 verse 4 ukuthi u-Isaiah uma uNkulunkulu emthuma ukuthi awutshele uHezekiah ukuthi makalungise isikhathi sakhe, uHezekiah wabheka ebondeni wathi uNkulunkulu khumbula imisebenzi yami. Manje that very same time uNkulunkulu engekaphumeli nangaphandle le esangweni wamjikisa wathi buyela kuye umtshele ukuthi umkhuleko wakhe nguzwile. Manje abantu ababenza izinto ezazijabulisa uNkulunkulu, ezenza ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukumchallenge uNkulunkulu, njengoba sibona noNehemiah, most of the chapters uma ubheka kuNehemiah, uNehemiah kunalathi makekhuleka athi remember me Lord, ngoba kukhona izinto esizenzayo ekudingeka ukuthi uNkulunkulu azikhumbule. Ku-2 Kings chapter 17 u-Elisha uyakhuleka, oh Lord, uyakhuleka bangcwele, ukhulekela uthi, oh Lord, open his eyes so that he can see. Manje bekhuluma nge-spiritual eyes, ekhuluma ngenceku yakhe, inceku le wayihamba nayo, uma ibona impi iningi, uyakhala ukuthi sisele sibabayili, bheka impehla selingakanani. U-Elisha wathi inkosi vula amehlo akhe abone, uNkulunkulu wavula the spiritual eye, wabona izinto in the spirit. Manje ngithanda ukuthi masikhuluma ngemikhuleko enjalo uNkulunkulu ashesha ayiphendule. Ukhuleke manje ubona izinto zenzakala, ikhona leyo mikhuleko efana naleyo. Manje sibona nenceku ka-Abraham, inceku Genesis chapter 24, la uma uNkulunkulu u-Abraham emthume ukuthi ayofunela undodana yakhe unkosikazi, wafika wakhuleka kule ndawo, ekhuleka ngoNkulunkulu ka-Abraham. And that very time make khuleka, yaqhamuka le ntombazana iye emanzini. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje, the purpose of answered prayer must be the prayer that will exalt uNkulunkulu. Ukuze uNkulunkulu aphendule uma sikhuleka, makube umkhuleko ongekho selfish, makube umkhuleko oze exalt uNkulunkulu. Ngoba sometimes siyakhuleka uNkulunkulu aphendule bese kuba yithi bangcwele esifuna ukuphakama. Siyathola lapha kuncwadi kaLuke chapter 18 kuverse 10 to 14 izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ngomfarisi tax collector ebabekhuleka uma sifunda lapha yana kwincwadi ka Luke 18 lelilizwi liyasitshela ukuthi i tax collector yathi siyafunda lapha ya ku verse 10 to 14 lithi lelilizwi two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and other tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. Say he prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, God have mercy on me, a sinner. Then verse 14, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Uyazi ukukhona abantu ababona ukuthi makhuleke bona izinto ziyenzakala. Makhuleke omnye umuntu izinto azenzakale. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sakhuluma ngomkhuleko, a responsive prayer. Ukuthi khona kodwa makube umkhuleko sibe nendawo yethu yomkhuleko, sibe nesikhathi sethu somkhuleko. And at the same time masikhuleka, masikhuleke umkhuleko ozophakamisa uNkulunkulu namandla akhe. Njengoba sibona uma sibheka nezwi likaNkulunkulu lapha yana ku First Kings siyakhumbula sike sakhuluma ngalomkhuleko uElijah wawenza lapha ku First Kings ukuthi uElijah make khuleka ku First Kings ku chapter 18 liyasitshela izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi uma ekhuleka kuNkulunkulu wathi lapha ku verse 36 and lithi from verse 36 and 39 and the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me so that these people will know that you, O Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood and the stones and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. Manje siyabona ukuthi umkhuleko wakhe kwangasingaye. Wayekhulekela ukuthi uNkulunkulu akazukwazi igama lakhe liphakamiseke. Abantu bakaNkulunkulu babuyele kuye. Sometimes sifune imikhuleko okukhulekela abantwana bethu or abazukulu bethu. Ngoba sifuna ukubonisa bobani bani ukuthi benza ngcono. And manje izinto ezinjalo uNkulunkulu izinto azingamjabulisi. Bazalwana ngithanda ukuthi naye enye testimony engisengizovala engizoyisho. Kukhona umama enkonzweni umyeni wakhe wayehlupa. I think ngeke ngayikhuluma ngelinye ilanga. Umyeni wakhe athenga amagrosa athengela abafazi la iduze nasekhaya echita la iletha amalento amagrosa. Unkosikazi siloku sikhuleka sikhulekela lo myeni wakhe ukuthi aphenduke. Ngelinye ilanga umyeni wami waphakama waya kuye wayomwitnessela wamletha ebandleni. Makafika ebandleni lo baba seke bamkela uJesu waziyeka le mikhuba yakhe. Waqala waseva uNkulunkulu. Wathi makwenzakala izinto makufaneka into ebandleni aququzele kube uyena ocontributayo ezintweni ezifunekayo enkonzweni. The very wife ithe makabona umyeni wakhe enza le zinto waqala wabuyela emuva yena ngokwakhe. And I asked my husband ukuthi most lo muntu wayekhala ngalo myeni wakhe. Umyeni wakhe seke right usenkonzweni wenza into eyiright sekuwuye manje odonsa iyinyawo. Wathi umyeni wami, it's because ebengafuni lo myeni asindiswe for uNkulunkulu. Wayefuna asindiselwe yena ukuthi angazokwazi ukuthumela amagrosa kule ndawo. Manje ngithanda ukuthi siqaphele ukuthi whenever we pray, what is the motive of our prayer? Sometimes is it ukuthi manje kusizakale mina or kusizakale lo muntu bese igama likaNkulunkulu liba exalted. May God help us this morning ukuthi manje kubalulekile ukuthi uma sikhuleka masikhulekele ukuthi kuphakama igama likaNkulunkulu lona lodwa. May God richly bless us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.